The world leader in Internet Talk Radio. Internet Talk Radio. You're listening to America's Voice. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
Hey, I am your host, and it is a good day, America, and you're listening to Waking Up in America. We're a premier radio magazine, and I think we have some really interesting conversations of excellence for our listeners, and some people say it's for their body, and others say, oh, no, it's my mind and spirit, and others say, I got the solution I needed. So come be a fly on the wall with us and listen to the most intriguing conversations in radio, and you can get it only here on Waking Up in America. I'm Dr. Valerie Ann Kirkgaard. I'm a mom. I played polo, firewalked, piloted planes, and carried the Olympic torch. Those are all really peak experiences in my life, and I've got a huge list more of them. And I step into those events and experiences because it's what makes life rich for me. And in a similar vein, our editors and guests are people who relish living out loud as well. Our guests actually usually say that they feel honored to have been on our show, and we definitely give them a lot of love because the people that show up here are amazing people. Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network actually says we're going to do radio which will change the world, and we hope you agree. And Bob's actually going to be a guest on the show later this month, so you can talk to him more about that. Lisa invites you to create family structures that bring effectiveness and joy to your house. And Sheree, our essential oil specialist, tells you how to feel better fast at a low cost and how to make simple changes that have impact. George is about leadership and stories with a lift and managing your family and bringing sanity to impossible situations. And George knows how to get results professionally and personally in his own life. So you'll be hearing from George Rucheski later. In the background, you can probably hear her shuffling her red pumps and adjusting her boa. We have the diva who brings light, laughter, and Godiva chocolates to the divas and divas alike. If you're good, you could get Godiva chocolates from the diva. She actually has a fairy that delivers them. So if you hear a dog barking, a telephone ringing, an angel singing, the wail of a fire engine, or a child laughing, know that we are on our telephones to cause this program and that we call in from all over the United States. So call your friends right now and invite them to listen. We can be heard any place in the world, and this show also replays, which you can find at the Waking Up in America site. So go visit us at wakingupinamerica.com. Check out the store, in which we're beginning to put products in it. Sign up for to be on our mailing list, which will give you an opportunity to pick up an iPod Shuffle with 10 of your favorite programs on it. And, oh, my God, check out the store. Check out the different editors here and join our Waking Up in America family. Now, today's guest is Joby Weeks, and we will have with him, I don't know if he's joined us yet, do we have Dr. Len Horowitz on yet? Well, maybe, Joby, we're going to have to send you looking for Dr. Horowitz because we've got a 1-2 punch here, and Dr. Horowitz has developed an amazing product that you ran into, what was it, 3 years ago, Joby?
Well, I ran into Dr. Horowitz. He's been writing incredible books that I'm sure once he gets on the line, he'll talk about. One being Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, a couple others, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, and his most recent one, Healing Celebrations, which talks about the miraculous recoveries using ancient spiritual and techniques for health. And so when he gets on, I'm sure he'll talk a little bit about it. I got hooked up with Dr. Horowitz after reading his books and listening to his DVDs and CDs. And the information he shares just really inspired me to give him a call and become eventually business partners with him. We have now a wellness retreat center out in Hawaii, which is 36 acres of beautiful land that we've got 200 natural steam vents that come out of the earth. That we've built saunas over, and we just have a retreat center for people that are suffering and sick and want to get well.
Which island?
The Big Island, just south of Hilo.
I'm going over at the end of this month to see Amos.
Oh, you went over this month?
I'm going over at the end of this month.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe you should stop by for a night or two at the steam vent spa.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. I should check out and see what he's up to. I know you guys are doing a lot of charitable work, too. Is this spa in Hawaii part of that, or how does that work?
Well, our charitable work is with the main ministry is mannareleaf.org. That's M-A-N-N-A-R-E-L-I-E-F, mannareleaf.org. They give away these micronutrients to orphanages in over 50 different countries now. So we're doing a lot of awesome studies proving that, you know, hey, the body can heal and repair itself supported correctly. You know, it's not rocket science. If you were to buy a diesel truck and put gasoline in it, you would break the truck. It was designed for specific fuel, diesel. You give it diesel, it works fine. The same with the human body. We were designed for specific fuel, nutrition. We're just not getting it in our diets anymore, especially these poor orphans in Romania and Albania and Uganda and Tanzania and so on and so forth. So when you get that refined, denatured, processed, green-harvested factory food out of the diet and replace it with good, whole micronutrients that really feed the self.
Now, micronutrient means a small nutrient, right?
Exactly.
It doesn't mean like a little banana or anything. It's just a small, what is it? Is it implying that it's a cellular nutrient, or how
exactly,
does that work?
Exactly. It feeds the cells, because when your cells are healthy, then your tissues become healthy, then your organs are healthy, then, of course, your systems, and then you've got a healthy body. So all disease and wellness is a cellular event. When you focus on what the cells need, which we can now read DNA, we can map the human genome, we know our cells, they must be fed, they need to be cleansed, regulated, defended, and repaired, and they need to communicate. And if you can balance those five functions of the cell, it's impossible to get sick. If you're already sick, those symptoms of disease disappear.
And I've heard some miraculous things about disease disappearing in a week or 2 weeks and 3 weeks. What could make something change that quickly according to your model?
Well, you know, everybody's body is a little bit different. It takes about, 3 months for your cells to replicate. So, for instance, if I took vitamin C out of your diet today, tomorrow you wouldn't get scurvy. In fact, next week you won't get scurvy either, because your good healthy cells haven't died off and been replicated by the unhealthy vitamin C deficient cells. But 3 months down the road now, you've got scurvy. In the same way, when you supplement the correct fuel, the correct micronutrients back into the diet, some people respond instantaneously. Some people it takes a month or two for the cells to replicate and get well. So if you've been sick for a while, if you've had MS for 20 years, we kind of like to undersell and over-deliver and make sure that they understand that it's a repairing, a rejuvenation process, and that, say you've been sick for 20 years, let's just say it's going to take you 20 months to get well, 1 month for every year you've been sick.
Really? Now, how does this work with chronic things, like things that are called chronic, like arthritis and so on and so forth? Is there something missing from the system that allows arthritis to occur, in your opinion?
Well, Dr. Horowitz talks a lot. He's got a great table.
Joby, let me answer that, bro.
Oh, right! He's here! Hey!
Hi.
Talk about your vaccines and why we've got 30 new forms of cancer and 80 new autoimmune problems that weren't around 20 years ago, why autism was 1 in 10,000, now it's 1 in 150. Why don't you share with us kind of why we have all these problems and then how to fix these problems?
Excellent. First of all, I apologize for being a couple minutes late. I'm swamped. But here's the answer. The combination of two things. Number one is the vaccine ingredients and what's called the antigenic stimulants that basically have been injected into human bloodstreams from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryos, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues. These are the things that are used to make vaccines that are injected into our bloodstreams. So you've seen a dramatic increase in the autoimmune diseases when these little protein particles attach themselves mostly to the cell surfaces within the body. So number one, you've got covering your cell surfaces a variety of things that cause your immune system to go haywire. The second critical factor is because the nutritional aspects of human immunity have been disregarded largely. We're not eating divine ripened fruits and vegetables. We're no longer, our diets are hideously deficient in the micronutrients necessary to maintain health. The ultimate result of that is that our cells are not communicating well. So you've got your immune cells, which are not only not receiving messages for which the product, the Advanced Ambritose by Manitech, supplies those types of micronutrients that sit on the cell membranes that allow for the intracellular communications to take place. So number one, without those nutrients, or by replenishing them with the Advanced Ambritose, what you then have is immune cells that get the messages that they need to either gobble up and destroy, or nurture and support a particular cell.
Is this what they're talking about when they talk about T-cell counts?
T-cell counts are a response to, like, yes, the white blood cell bodyguard counts, the T-cell counts, those respond to viral infections, they go up. Like with HIV/AIDS, you get a dramatic increase in T-cell counts. But that's just like the number in the army of white blood cell bodyguards. It's that what we're talking about here, the critical factor, is that they're confused. The army's not getting the seek and destroy messages. If they're not getting the alarms that are necessary. What they're doing is they're attacking things that shouldn't be attacked. That's called autoimmune illness.
Okay,
and the entire list of the new plagues, whether we're talking about chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS, and Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, adult and juvenile type 1 diabetes, all of these have been induced primarily because of, number one, the vaccine toxicity, and number two, the lack of good organic nutrients in our diet, so that the cells are confused, they're destroying things that they shouldn't be, they're attacking the self. They're like in crippling rheumatoid arthritis, you have an infiltration of these white blood cell bodyguards into the joints. Your joints swell, pain, redness, and that swelling. Those things shouldn't be happening, and they wouldn't be happening if those white blood cell bodyguards were simply told, and this is the function of not only electrogenetics, but also the surface membrane bioenergetics that is restored by the advanced Ambritos, as well as a good, wholesome, complete organic diet. The problem is, who's getting that? It's hard to get.
Well, there's questions, too. It's like there's, eat for your diet, right? And then there's the Atkins diet, and there's this, that, and there's the other thing. And I would imagine people must be very confused.
It's extremely confusing. And
yeah, that's why your book, Healing Celebrations, really explains you want to deacidify, you want to detoxify, you want to get the correct fuel back in the body.
Well, I appreciate that. There is a great text that we always give. I do some personal consulting, but I never do it unless somebody's read the book Healing Celebrations. It talks about how miraculous recoveries can be made to come about by following the five steps I'm about to share. Number one is detoxification. You've got to get rid of the toxins as best you can, including the not only the chemical toxins, but the heavy metal toxicity. Everything from the mercury in the dental fillings to the fluoride in the drinking water, these are toxins that have got to be purged from the system. Number two is changing your body's chemistry, making it more alkaline. That in and of itself is worth every cent that people can spend to do that. Essentially, you can take fresh squeezed lemons and limes and increase the pH of your drinking water because it's high in calcium. You can take other products that are available to alkalize the water. You've got to be drinking. Most Americans are simply dehydrated, and the water that they've got to replenish their bodies with should be about a pH of 8, not 7. It's coming out of their faucets at 7. All the soft drinks and everything else. The major lifestyle risks, here they are. Caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, and lots of red meat cause your body, your temple of the Creator, to become acidic. And in that acidic state, you become a breeding ground for every infectious disease and every chronic illness that's on the planet today. So step two is deacidification, that is alkalization. Step three is boosting or normalizing natural immunity. When you hear about the stories of the miraculous recoveries from the advanced Ambritos product, what you're really witnessing is simply the blessing of our Creator being restored by the cells having what they need to communicate to the immune system to seek and destroy that which should be destroyed, or nurture and support that which should be nurtured.
Dr. Horowitz, are there a couple of major things that people have a tendency to be missing in their diets that you might actually pinpoint?
Sure. A couple things that they're missing. These are essential glyconutrients, the essential sugars. There's been a revolution in health science over the past 15 years, and it's called glycoscience. If you study the most amazing things, 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in medicine have been awarded to the understanding that if we simply consume the essential sugars, we're getting a lot of glucose and galactose, and we're getting far too much sucrose in our diet. But if we had the other ones, the mannose, the fucose, the xylose, the N-acetylglucosamine, those are essentials now. Just like essential amino acids, we can't build our proteins, our muscles without them. Likewise, we can't have our immune cells operate optimally without these essential sugars. So essentially now we know this, the science is in, now we simply have to begin to practice what we know.
Okay, so let's say that you're an MS patient. I have a friend that's been one for years and has used bee sting things and all kinds of stuff for MS, okay? Mm-hmm. What would be her primary missing that makes her own, what is it, I guess is her nerve tissue attack itself?
Yes. Again, MS is one of the autoimmune diseases. The first thing, again, you go back to the Healing Celebrations five-step protocol. Number one, you do everything you can to detox. So much mercury toxicity is associated with MS in and of itself. If you did simply a homeopathic and a purging using a simple fasting regimens like the old Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser with the cayenne pepper spike lemonade, you begin to pee out these toxins, chelating agents to pull out the heavy metals. There's the clay. These help to pull out the heavy metal toxicity. So this is step one. Step two is, you can't have good nervous function when the fluids bathing the nervous tissue are acidified. The chemical components within the neurotransmitters simply do not function optimally, and the electrical conduction cannot occur when your system is acidified. And so that's step two. Step three, you want to normalize the immune system. That is, to calm them down in this case, because they're attacking the nervous system, because they're seeing the antigenic complexes on the surface membranes of the nerve cells and the muscle tissues, so that you've got not only the problems I spoke about earlier, you've got your own white blood cell bodyguards attacking and destroying your own nervous tissue. So you've got to calm them down. That's what the advanced Ambertose is known for. Step four is miraculous for MS patients. It's oxygenation therapies.
Oh, yeah, I've heard a lot about that. I've actually done some of it.
Yes. So any way that you can get more oxygen into your system is going to reduce your MS symptoms. And then last but not least, I think it's the most important, is the biospiritual aspects of health. And if you understand prayer, it's the same as how the Royal Raymond Rife frequency-generating technology worked based on Nikola Tesla's brilliant research. It involves physics and quantum mechanics and the whole concept that we're spiritual beings first before we precipitate into the physical and have physical chemical mechanics operating. There is a spiritual electromagnetic and bioacoustic resonance that's coming from virtually heaven. And the more we tap into that, that's how we can manifest the miraculous healings.
You know, I actually have used some of that equipment that you're referring to, the lights.
Yes, there's the light. Light is a great example. You know, we've got a wonderful spa in Hawaii called the Steam Venom Health Retreat in Pahoa on the Big Island, and we've got a color therapy center there where the sunlight is used, and all the rainbow colors have its unique impact on each of the acupuncture meridians, these energy systems that they've known for over 5,000 years in Asia. We're just beginning to have the scientific proof is not only existent, but imperative for us to maintain our health.
Well, I'm actually coming to Hawaii at the end of this month, Dr. Horwitz, and I'd love to visit over there. If we can arrange that, that'd be great.
Wonderful. Love to have you.
What I'd like to do is, I know there's some people on the team that might have some questions that they'd like to ask you. And, Cherie, is there anything you've heard that you'd like to comment on or question about? Cherie Ross?
I'm here. I just had to get
shot. Here she comes. Almost.
And if you want to learn more about the spa, go to drlenhorowitz.com, or you guys can call 888-508-4787. You can learn about everything from there. That's Healthy World Distributing, 888-508-4787. You can get all the information on deacidifying, get Dr. Horowitz's books. You can learn about the Ambertose and the other alkalizing agents like the Zuma, sackets of coral calcium that makes your water to an 8 or 9, and so on and so forth.
Perfect. Thanks a lot. So what was the question, Cherie?
Hi. Thank you, Val. I have a new phone system. And
right?
I didn't know how to work it, so first time. I want to thank you very much for have you checked into these essential sugars are absolutely tremendously powerful. Have you checked into, are you aware of anything else that has these essential sugars in them?
I am. There's sugars in these drinks called the Golgi berries from the Himalayas have some of the sugars. Mother's breast milk is the only place in nature that all eight sugars are found.
What about wolfberry juice?
You know, I haven't really studied up on wolfberry juice. I know, like, for instance, aloe vera has mannose in it, which is one of the eight essential sugars, which is why everybody, the miraculous healings, even the Bible talks about the aloe plants and healing, and everybody knows how good it is for sunburns and stuff. Problem is, 2 hours after you cut aloe, there's an enzyme that's released that breaks down the healing component of the aloe, which is a polysaccharide, this mannose sugar. So it's got to be stabilized mannose, and a lot of these aloe companies out there sell you aloe juice, but it's got no mannose in it. It won't heal you.
Yes.
So mannose would be one. The noni drinks, there's some noni juice that has a couple of the sugars, but no one else has all eight sugars except for the amber toast.
The one thing, too, just you might want to check into is the Ninshof wolfberry. That has been proven to have an amazing the polysaccharide complex also that does communicate with the cells.
Great.
You like this, Joby. I was drinking a lot of the wolfberry juice, the Ninja Red, and I went to Mary Louise Zeller is Taekwondo champion of the world in her age group and a few other groups, too. She's like 60-plus, and I went to her Hall of Fame thing, and she's a really healthy person, and I had been drinking this wolfberry juice by the quart.
I think I know what you're talking about now. It's wolfberry, is that from the Young Living, Forever Young?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Uh-huh.
I got some of those little packets.
That's good stuff.
They're some of their oils that were found in Florida.
I actually beat Mary Louise Zeller when they tested us.
Really?
And I know it was the wolfberry juice because I had a little test for what you had in your blood at that conference.
Okay.
And I had the highest rating of anybody in the room, and they were Taekwondo champions.
Wow.
So I knew darn well what I'd been doing.
You know what's really revolutionizing athletics is the LifeWave patches. Have you heard about those?
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, fabulous technology. You can, again, go on to the same website. Go on to healthyworlddistributing.com to get more information by clicking.
Talk about how they work and how it gives you like a 20-30% increase.
The PGA, the women's tour, all the women are wearing it now. You get, as a woman, you get up to 200%, typically 100 to 200% increase in energy, stamina, endurance, and strength. When you put on water patches, they're actually water. That new nanotechnologically treated water has in it little creatine amino acids, and that they're impregnated with the radio frequency signals that communicate to the creatine in your own body, which brings the long-chain fatty acids to the energy manufacturing stations of your cells. It's called the mitochondria. And there, ATP, or the energy molecules, are produced. And so what you get is a dramatic increase in energy, as well as a rapid fat burning. So people are using it for weight loss and athletic performance, endurance enhancement, and the entire NCAA has been turned over on its side because last fall, Texas Tech, which had not even been rated or ranked nationally, football team, defeated the Cornhuskers of Nebraska 70-10.
Oh my God!
Causing the NCAA to lodge an inquiry, and they tested all the students for steroids and drugs. They found nothing except these patches, and then they called David Schmidt, who's the genius developer of these, into the inquiry and found, as a result of it, that they not only, the bottom line is now that either the students get a chance to buy them themselves or the schools are buying them for their college athletes, but they basically said there's nothing negative, there's nothing detrimental, we're basically opening the door to the LifeWave technology. This deals with the biospirituality that we were talking about. Essentially, that's how we work.
Now,
we're spiritual beings.
It's healthyworld.com, right?
Healthyworlddistributing.com.
There you go, healthyworlddistributing.com. Telephone number you want to call these guys if you have any questions or comments at 888-508-4787. Once again, that's 888-508-4787. And do we have one last person who wants to ask a question before we thank these wonderful guys? Are you there, George? Oh, he may not be here yet. Well, Jovi Weeks, I think you should kiss Adora and thank Adora for hooking us up. And I'm very interested in what I'm hearing and the possibilities here. And would you give our listeners the name of your book again, please, Dr. Horowitz?
Certainly. The book is called Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science.
Can I get that at Amazon?
You can get it everywhere. But, you know, if you buy it through Amazon, what Amazon tends to do is put the little guys out of business. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I would just buy it from us, plus, you know, I mean,
yeah, I mean distributing documents. It would be a blessing because it would help keep our ministry going.
Okay, that's really great. Thank you very much for being with us today. I totally appreciate this. Once again, you can call them at 888-508-4787. Thank you, Joby. Thank you, Dr. Horowitz.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
No, okay, we appreciate you, too. And do we have Lisa Molson? The Indian is still on the plane, I guess. Our wonderful family woman, Lisa Molson, she is a traveler. What can I tell you? I think she's got, you know, her feet were born with wings on them. And when I spoke to her, she wasn't sure if she'd be off the plane yet or not. And Lisa is really studying right now family structure and creating clarity in family and communication in family, and that's what she's paying particular attention to. And her laboratory has a big, tall, strapping husband and six kids from blended marriages, and she's part of a reservation. So she gets an experience done on how to be related on a wide variety of levels, and she'll be back with us soon. And you can write Lisa by going to the website, wakinguponamerica.com, and checking out she's there. You can also sign up for our iPod Shuffler. How you do that is you go in and you sign up your name and your address and you give us all that information and you sign up to allow us to send you a newsletter telling you, for instance, that next week Neil Donald Walsh will be on the show doing What God Wants. And that's his new book. And next week we will actually be doing the drawing on the show so that one of you listeners will actually be being awarded an iPod Shuffle, and we'll be putting 10 hot programs on it. So there you go. Our website is www.wakinguponamerica.com, and you can check our site to find the days and times of the different places that our show can be heard and the replays and such. So who we have online here, and his name is George Chesky. And George Vucheski is the man I alluded to earlier when I told you that one of our team members was a particular expert in creating and being with leadership. So, George, what have you got for us today? George. Well, goodness gracious. Cherie Ross, this
Hi.
Is essentially yours. Hi.
Yes? So, how is summer living in California?
It's beautiful here. It's absolutely beautiful here. Weren't those people interesting?
Very interesting. And the whole thing about what I really appreciated was a couple things. One is the polysaccharides and the intracellular communication.
Can you say more about that? I was very interested in that.
Well, it requires, and I'm going to bring it down even a little bit more basic, but before I forget that, I want to also mention about the aloe, because what he said was true, but I want to give you a little bit more insight. The sugar or the polysaccharide in the aloe plant only really comes to maturity in an aloe plant that is over 3 years old, so 3 years old or older.
What happens before that? It's just not matured?
It's not mature. It's not there. It's not complete. And what happens then is the majority of companies selling aloe, especially if it's really, really, really inexpensive, it's usually too good to be true, and in this case it is, because you're not getting hardly any value at all in your aloe.
Like the plants are too young?
Yeah, they just don't have the nutrients that your body needs. So just make sure that when you're buying aloe, that you know the company you're buying it from, and that you know that they use mature plants that are 3 years old and older, and that they use the inner part of the aloe, the jelly, from the long leaf tines, not the whole ground-up aloe. A lot of people say, well, I'm allergic to aloe. Well, it's because a lot of companies utilize immature plants, because it's very inexpensive, and they grind up the whole aloe leaf, and the tines or the outer skin, for some people, it has a toxic reaction, where the inner part, the jelly part of the aloe, does not. And so if you have, and it also is wonderful for, you know, internal things like stomach issues. a myriad of things. And it does have the one sugar in, or the one polysaccharide in, for cellular support and communication. So that's just a little bit about the aloe. Now, jumping back on the intercellular communication.
Is that what happens when you jump back, you get the telephone to ring?
Yeah, there you go. Definitely talking. So,
in case anybody was really dubious about whether we pre-record this or not.
No, it's real time. And that's usually what happens. I start talking on the radio, and my phone starts ringing, and I have this new phone system, and I haven't quite figured out how to block it.
I know, it's going
to
be fun, I can tell. We may have to send in a rescue team.
Yep, but anyway, so what happens is when you have intercellular miscommunication, as they mentioned, the disease process goes crazy. Like, for example, you have the body attacking itself when the wrong signals are given to the body. It happens in our real world in wartime, and it's called friendly fire. When the wrong coordinates are given to the airplanes or the people who are doing the firing, you know, the part of our services that are doing the firing, they will actually fire on our own selves because they were given the wrong coordinates, the wrong information. And that's an example of what goes on in our body very clearly.
Do you think part of that has to do with the alkaline condition or the acid condition?
Well, being pH balanced, acid-alkaline balanced, is helpful in respect to speeding up the healing process and lowering the inflammatory process, which is a huge aggravator of all disease. And it's one of the sources for things like cancer and any type of arthritic or rheumatoid condition. And seriously, any type of the inflammation is huge. But that doesn't cause, that does not cause the cells to miscommunicate, okay? Those are caused by hormone-disrupting chemicals. It is caused by a genetic...
What would be an example, Cherie?
Of a hormone-disrupting
chemical? Uh-huh.
Propylene glycol, sodium lauryl sulfate, methylparaben, propylparaben, polyamine.
Where would they be? What would they be in?
Triethanolamine, diethanolamine, deodorants, toothpaste,
soap, oh, God.
Shampoos, conditioners, body lotions, makeup, shave cream.
Jesus.
Basically, you know, we are killing ourselves. And our world is extremely toxic. They're in our water. It's been found in water in Arizona. Also been found in water in Atlanta, Georgia, at toxic levels, just all over the place.
Well, you know, I didn't want to take the time at the time, but when he was talking about the vaccines and... You know, I had that monkey virus number 40 that I got from a vaccine because when I got my polio shot, my monkey had a kidney problem or a liver problem.
Yeah, yeah.
So 50 years later, I get to cure monkey virus number 40.
That's right.
And it's like what I'm, the horrified sense I'm getting is I start to question different doctors about this, and I find out that I'm carrying around antibodies for stuff that it's dangerous.
It's very dangerous. And that's one of the reasons, and that's about exactly what drove me to the essential oils, because my body has lupus.
When did you get started on that? When did you get driven towards the oils?
These oils, because I've used oils for a long time, but I didn't know that this quality of oil was available, and I found them in 1999.
Oh, 1999, how interesting.
And so, and what happened was the lupus was killing me and nothing else was working.
Would you let our listeners know what lupus is? They may be familiar with the word, but I doubt they know what it does.
Okay. Well, Dr. Horowitz mentioned it as an autoimmune disease where the body attacks itself. And there are different levels of lupus. There's lupus that shows up on the skin, and they have like almost like a red butterfly-type rash across the face and the bridge of the nose.
And that's
type of lupus. That's called discoid.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another type of lupus where the body, it's like it attacks its own self and it attacks the connective tissues. So it goes after the connective tissues in the body. So you're very, very sore. It acts much like a rheumatoid arthritis where it hurts to move. You're very swollen.
If a person had rheumatoid arthritis, how would they tell the difference?
Usually you have to have what are called FANA tests, F-H-A-N-A, and it's blood work, and they can find it in your blood serum levels.
Okay.
And so, and both are painful. The lupus, however, is a little bit more deadly because the lupus then, in an advanced case, will go into your organs. And in an extremely advanced case, it will go after your heart and your brain.
Is it gonna like, make them saturated, or what is it going to do to your organ? Is it going to...
It kills them. Yes, it kills them. It takes their life away. It literally makes them unable to properly function.
Does it take away their oxygen or something?
Oh, it does way more than that. If a person has an autoimmune disease, they already have a problem retaining oxygen, and that's just a general body system imbalance.
So what would be good oils to stimulate the things we've been talking about?
Well, one of the things that I wanted to mention, Val, is clove oil. And clove oil is one of the most powerful oils because clove oil, like that monkey virus you talked about, clove oil, and when you put it in combination with thyme, well, these are an amazing trio. What they have the ability to do is go into the body and start to digest the toxic chemicals that we talked about, like the propylene glycol, like the triacetylamine lauryl sulfate, sodium lauryl sulfate, like just so many other things, the parabens, methylparaben, propylparaben, polyparaben. I know I'm forgetting a number of them, but there's literally a boatload of toxic chemicals. Clove literally goes into your body and digests those toxic chemicals.
Huh.
And what's interesting is Dr. Horowitz also talked about the communication in the cells. Well, frankincense oil has been medically documented around the world to stop improper communication in the cells.
It
stops the cells from improperly communicating.
That's one of the oils they gave Jesus, right, when he was born?
Yeah, the Christ child, exactly. And what is interesting is, to use the analogy of before, of where our armed services are bombing our own people because they're given improper coordinates.
Right.
What frankincense does, literally, is it goes in and it takes apart those improper coordinates so that they cannot be given improper coordinates.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. And the clove oil also is very, very instrumental in helping to keep our body strong and healthy so that these toxins that we are exposed to just by driving in rush hour traffic, for example.
Well, I'd like to actually use an example of my own life, Cherie, for our listeners. I have a lot of things that I'm learning in a brief period of time, and some of them require me going through places that used to stop me before. And what I've taken is I've created a practice. I play my flute every morning, and I play a prayer to God to see things well. And then after that, I go take a shower, and I put valor oil at the base of my spine.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell the difference.
Yeah, valor oil also assists with, now let's talk, we're going to talk about the energy in the cell, meaning the electricity, getting the energy, like the power source. And then you have the communication. Valor oil is a blend of frankincense, blue tansy oil, okay, and it also has spruce in it. And that's a very sacred oil by our Native Americans, spruce oil.
Oh, that's good.
What valor oil has been proven to do is it's like our body is like a house or a building in that we have circuits. And if you have too much current going through any particular line of circuits or line, too much, too fast, too close together, what happens is you'll pop a circuit. You'll blow a circuit or blow a fuse in older homes or older buildings.
Awesome.
Well, our body does that all the time because we're constantly overstressing it. We just are. But unlike our house, our house or a building, if we blow a circuit, that whole room or that whole line shuts down, and it has no electricity, it has no power going to it, and you can't use it. Well, what happens if the circuits that keep our heart beating pop and go down? What happens?
Well, that's what happened to Alan Cranston. His heart circuit stopped, and that was it.
Right. We die. However, what happens, that's an extreme case. What happens is the rest of our body, when they sense, the rest of our body senses that the energy going to our vital organs is being weakened or compromised, the rest of our body gives its energy up and sends it that way. What valor oil does is valor oil makes sure, literally, and this is an oversimplification of a very scientific model, but basically what valor oil does is it makes sure that all of our circuits are flipped on.
Oh, we've got to wrap it up now. This has got too interesting. What can I tell you?
And remind me next week, because I was going to give a wonderful organic tick, fly, bug spray for me.
Oh, really?
Recipe, yeah.
Oh,
so
definitely. We'll have to remind me to ask you about bugs.
Because I have the perfect spray that works phenomenally, and it's completely organic.
What's in it?
What's in it is an oil called Purification, Idaho Tansy, Digize, Rosemary, Peppermint, and it also has cedar wood, and it also is in a base of catnip tea.
Are you going to put that on our website?
If you you'd like me to, I'll be...
Yeah. We'll have a webmaster contact you, and we'll start making some of these products available at our Waking Up in America website. We've already got some books there, and we're creating other things to amuse you. And you can call us at toll-free 866-RADIO-99. Who I've been engaging in conversation with is Cherie Ross of the Essential Oils. And every week that she's on the radio, I learn something about her that I didn't know before. I think you're one of the most amazing people I've ever met, Cherie.
Oh, Val, thank you very much. I'm just very humbled to be able to work with everyone.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, we've got, if you knew what we got to talk about, the people on this team and who's actually with us, we actually have a Harvard graduate who is about, you'd think they'd be stuffy, right? You know, your Harvard graduate stuffy. Not Maureen O'Crean. This is not a stuffy. What is that? Somebody's fax line. Smack it. Okay. Did you really have to smack it, but it stopped. Hey, O'Crean. Is the diva there? Is she shuffling her feet?
Absolutely. She is here.
Yes.
And today I'd like to speak to us and remind us all that we are indeed unique and as special as the enzymes and the amino acids and the essential oils we've been talking about all day. Today I want to remind us, divas and divos, that we need to celebrate. Celebrate has its own uniqueness. What is the one thing that you love about yourself? If there was a boasting contest and boasting were allowed, what would you boast about?
Huh.
Often, when I think about myself, I'm sure you never do this, Dr. Val, but I too quickly go to what is wrong with me as opposed to what is right with me. So my master plan is to do just that. Think about what's right about me, to celebrate everything that is unique to Maureen O'Crean. One of the characteristics that I love about myself is that I can be incredibly smart and ditzy at the same time. I think it's probably because we have two parts of our brain.
Are you saying one part is the ditzy part?
I think so. Yes, I think that the ditzy part of us is in our right creative brain, and the logical intellectual part is in our left brain.
The part that went to Harvard, right?
The part that went to Harvard. So I can figure out a very complex problem, but then look at a simple word and not remember how to spell it. I remember I was raised on the East Coast, and on the East Coast, there was a chain called Howard Johnson's. And they were the big ice cream chain, and they made macaroni and cheese and fried clams, and they had their own following. And at every Howard Johnson, there was a hotel. And so that was the memory of my childhood. And I remember sitting at one Howard Johnson with a friend of mine, and I was having this huge argument with them that every Howard Johnson, of course, had a hotel. And we looked at the one we were in, and it was just the restaurant. And I think that part of that ditziness and part of that freshness is part of my charm. I love that I'm a good cook. So what do you love about yourself? Make a note of it today. And keep that note for the day when you're not feeling so great about who you are. I call it my What's Right About Me list.
Can I tell you what I like about myself today?
Sure.
That I created lunch with Larry Hagman yesterday.
Wow,
it took
congratulations.
Me out for my birthday. How about that? Totally created it.
That is awesome.
I've always liked Larry Hagman. It didn't happen overnight, you know, but it was like, and then when he ended up taking me to his favorite restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and it was mine, it's where I would have taken him. That, I thought, was really the best.
Well, that's probably, there's that natural resonance why you like each other.
Yeah, and it's, I think, you know, something that you're talking about here is like honoring that resonance wherever it shows up, whether it's a person or a choice that you have in your life about what the diva wants to do.
Well, and I think it's all about vibration. that when we focus on what we love and what makes us happy, our vibration goes higher. And when we focus on things that we would like to improve, our vibration goes lower. And we're just little mini magnets in the universe, and we're going to attract whatever vibration we're emanating.
You know, I don't know if you know this or not, but they say that the human body can cycle at 200,000 cycles per second. Did you ever hear that?
No.
Yeah, well, that's one of the conversations about, you know, frequency and vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that the average human being, I was so shocked about this, actually is functioning at 20,000 cycles per second.
That's probably right.
Well, then I started to see where that might, you know, you hear that in one place, and then I started to think about Einstein, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who said we were using one-tenth of our capability.
Mm-hmm.
And what is 20 to 200? It's one-tenth.
It'd be awesome if we could amp it up, that's for sure.
Well, don't you think we do when we support each other and we create breakthroughs and have conversations and, you know, do stuff like that? I mean, I'm different because of what I've heard on the radio today.
Absolutely.
You know, we do have that to give to each other.
For keeping those vibrations high.
No, I know you've always valued chocolate. Don't you think that's a high vibration thing?
I'm not sure.
You know what I was told? You're going to like this, I think. They said that chocolate stimulates the same part of the brain that sex does.
Well, it stimulates the happiness part of the brain. So it increases your serotonin.
See, we're all biochemical today.
We are. We're all biochemical. So this is Maureen O'Crean, and I invite you to visit distinctivelydiva.com. Sign up for our free newsletter. We are Women for Women. You can also call us toll-free at 866-RADIO-99. And please visit wakingupinamerica.com. And Val, you have a birthday coming up, don't you?
I do, I do. That was part of how I got Larry to take me out to lunch.
And
at the 65th birthday.
And so in lieu of gifts, I hear that you would love some peace bonds being bought.
Oh, absolutely. I would love people to go to Mel Duncan's website.
Well, they can connect through Waking Up in America.
Oh, you put it on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. So go over to Waking Up in America, and you can buy these peace bonds. I really love it because it hooks you up to the Mel Duncan site, and here's what's so cool about it. Mel Duncan was on the show last month, and so I said to him, "So, what do you get for $10, Mel?" Right? And he goes, peace. And I thought, you know, I started to get really amazed at the thought of it, because if everybody in the world, $10 is not very much money, especially in the middle of this inflated reality that we live in. And you can hear perhaps even Mayo out there agreeing. He's barking quite loudly. He gets turned on by the conversation of peace. But for $10, and you can even get a certificate printed out, and you can actually, I enrolled different members of my family and things of that nature so that we were actually creating a peace bond. So that's what I'd like for my birthday, Maureen. I'd like peace. Thank you very much.
Well, fairly, really good gift.
Well, you know, I think that peace also comes from giving yourself satisfaction and having a life that really makes a difference to you. And I'm wondering if we have George here now.
I am here, Val.
Oh, good. So we have our true leader here, and you can visit us at our website at heavenincorporatedallspelled.com. You can call us at toll-free 866-RADIO-99, and you can find out what George Rucheski, our true leader, is up to now. Take it away, George.
Thanks, Val. Leadership, too often folks think about it. We think, oh, that's about a position. That's their responsibility. But true leadership is something that is possible for each of us, because true leadership is about a direction, not a position. It is about alignment, not control. And it really has at its essence our interest in being able to make human connections with folks so that we influence others to join in to create a better state, a better future, a better something. And I was recalling the other day, a number of years ago, our Boy Scout troop was down to only two active Scoutmasters. And the two of us were overwhelmed with all of the time that we were spending in trying to provide the adult leadership for our Boy Scout troop. And the other assistant Scoutmaster came over and was sitting at our patio, and we just started talking about, if we could start over, what would our troop look like? What would our leadership look like? And we began to talk about, well, we'd like somebody who'd handle the travel logistics. We'd like someone to work with the scouts that were working towards their Eagle awards. And we'd like somebody who would really focus on meeting program support to the boys so that they could develop better meetings and create more enjoyment and more learning. And while we were doing this, we just started sketching out what are all of the possible roles. And we actually came up with about 10. Now, mind you, at the time, we only had 2 active scoutmasters. Well, we began to talk about each of these roles with other parents. New scouts joined the troop, and we talked to their parents. And parents started getting excited about, well, you mean if I got involved, I'd only have to handle that area? We said, yes, you only have to handle that area. And they said, well, how do I do it? And our quick response was, we're not sure how. We only know what would be a good outcome. You get to develop the how and pass it along to the next person. And they said, you mean I don't have to be in this forever? And we said, no. Find someone else. Get them involved. They learn the process. They can step in. And within 2 months of that patio meeting, we had 10 new adult leaders committed in each of those roles. And the troop prospered from that point on because we now had many hands, which makes light work. We had folks committed to figuring out a way that worked for them to be able to carry out the responsibility and create a roadmap for who came next and to recruit their successor. And it was out of that experience that we realized, isn't that what we're supposed to be doing in any leadership role that we're involved in? We're supposed to be able to build others to become more capable, to help them develop their confidence and have the strength of character to do what's right for the organization. Not being selfish, but being able to say, my intention is to be helpful in the way that's best for the whole organization. So leaders help declare what they'd like to see happen and then involve others in how that develops. And you see, that's something that's possible for each of us. Think about what you would like to see different. Talk about what it would look like, what it would sound like. Engage others in the conversation, and you will be amazed at what gets attracted to you in terms of information, people, and possibilities. This segment has been brought to you by True Leader Coach, and we encourage you to give us a call at 877-321-4TLC. That's 877-321-4852. We'd be happy to give you a free consultation to help you make progress in your life and request the 8 tips for creating better teams.
So they would just call you or they would email you? Or
they can call me or email me through our Waking Up in America website.
Oh, that's great, George. I appreciate that. And while you're at the website, go hop over and check out the store. You're going to find George's book there. You know, George, when you were saying what you just said, I was thinking about the conversation about people being attracted to you. That's part of what Maureen was addressing when she was talking about high vibration.
That's right. And Val, if we really think about it, leadership is about optimism because leaders see that the future can be better. They cannot look at any situation and see the obstacle. They see the possibility on the other side of the obstacle, and they engage other people. How do we get around that obstacle? How do we figure out a way that works for us? How do we? They don't have the answer. What they have is the belief that together we can make it better.
Oh, that's great. And what I'm also thinking, too, this is Dr. Val, and I do Editor's Comment, and one of the things that's been coming up for me in the last couple of weeks is Maureen called on Saturday when I was talking to Lisa, and Maureen, the quote you gave was something like, you asked me if I knew who had the origin of the quote that you win whatever game you're playing. Was that how it was worded?
Yes, that we're winning whatever game we're playing.
I ask myself on a daily basis, what game am I playing? You know? And you can tell what game you're playing, because if we operate based on the fact that we're winning the game, okay, then what is the game that we're winning at? If the whole world is against us, then we're winning the victim game. If, as George is talking about, we see leadership possibilities, then we're probably winning the possibilities game. But what you got to know about leaders is not that they just shine off something that's not working. Leaders and people that are I guess the word is proactive. I think I've heard things like at the helm of the wheel, at the, you know, at the front of the ship, in the captain's cabin. However you allude to that for yourself, we have to be responsible. The captain of the Titanic realized that he was partially responsible for the Titanic going down, and unfortunately he chose to have that be the end of his life in that particular thing, because that responsibility was just too heavy. But if we take and we own what we've created all along in our lives, that becomes a freedom. I actually recently saw a movie with Jeff Bridges that was simply about a boat that went down and how he got up in front of the court and took responsibility for his part in the boat going down. You can't be responsible for the boat floating and winning the regalia or the regatta. You have, unless you're willing to be responsible for when the boat sinks. So they both exist, and the leader has to lead you into winning the regatta. So if you want to do something that will make a difference, check us out at the website. Click on one of their editors. Send us an email. Say what's up for you. And we want to really thank our executive producer, Nathan Jett. This program is produced by Kirkgaard Media Group, Radio Classrooms of America. Our radio partners, KoningCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam. And thanks to our guests and our Chief Technical Officer, Pete Laubach. And thanks to the team at Voice America, Dennis and Eric and Ruben and Sam. God bless you. You make this show happen with us. And thanks to Bette Magen for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. And remember, if you really want to do something, pretend you're Tinkerbell or Mary Martin or just a member of the audience, and let's just clap for Pete.
Hear the music, feel.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on VoiceAmerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at HeavenIncorporated.com. Hear the music, feel.